Welcome back to the DreamStation.cc video game show. It's Monday, April 9th, and I'm going to be piloting this sinking ship. My name is Ben. Along with me will be my co-captain, Chris.
Where's the inner tubes? Where's the inner tubes?
As always, if you'd like to ask us a question, make a comment, write a review, send us an audio review, tell us how much you hate us, or if you want to purchase our services, you can do so at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. If you drop us a line, we'll likely read it in a future show. Don't forget to visit our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for all your video game reviews, news, interviews, and general discussion about anything and everything in our forums. New to the website, we've got a review of Meteos, Disney Magic for the Nintendo DS, my review of Fusion Frenzy for the Xbox 360.
That would be two.
Review of Fusion Frenzy 2. Didn't I say that?
You said Fusion Frenzy.
See, you tricked me with that typo. Fusion Frenzy 2 for the Xbox 360. Another review of QuickSpot for the Nintendo DS. And my interview with the two composers of the music from the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games. In today's show...
Cowabunga!
Cowabunga, dude. In today's show, we're going to hit up a couple of topics, those being hitting the hardware reset button, the 360 Elite and potential PS3 80GB systems, Halo 2 and 3 updates, the PSP is a cheap piece of junk, it's now only $170, and Miyamoto drops a dime on the third parties, as well as our weekly poll topic, and not much else. And our contest extension, I guess that's...
Yeah, there you go. Because we've got an overwhelming response.
Yeah. There's some, our extended version of Rapid Fire, a little bonus round, if you will. It looks like Resident Evil 4 will be coming to the Wii. The additional stuff from the PS2 version, as well as Wii-specific controls, and a native widescreen format will be included. I'm not sure if they've announced a release date for it, but this summer sounds pretty good.
So this is going to be the GameCube version just redone?
Beefed up for the Wii. So I don't think they're really redoing any of the graphics or visuals or anything.
Yeah, they were pretty decent anyways, weren't they?
What's that?
They were pretty good anyways, weren't they?
Yeah, they were good. you know, the Wii could do better.
I wonder, are you going to have to aim the gun and stuff now with the Wii remote and stuff?
Yeah, so that's going to have a pointer. in other Resident Evil news, the Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles game sounds like it's going to be a shooter on rails. The Wii remote will act like your light gun, and the nunchuck will be used to look around.
So
There's actually a video of it, but, you know, true to most of those videos, you know, you can't really tell what's going on.
So it's Virtual Cop, House of the Dead, that kind of stuff, sort of?
Exactly.
But you might be able to control where you're moving a little bit, too?
Yeah, probably a little bit. I don't know. Not too much, because, you know, like I said, it's going to be on rails. Since we're talking about Nintendo, they are still outselling the PS3 by a ratio of 2-1 in Japan. And I suspect now that March is over, we'll see that some similar numbers to what they've done in the last couple months in the U.S. Because they're still sold out everywhere. I've yet to see a Wii in any store, my goodness, since launch, basically.
Yeah, the one guy I work with, he was trying to find one, and he saw Toys R Us, I think it was not this weekend, last weekend, had an ad saying they were going to have them in stores, and he had to drive down to Columbus, which is a few hours, and by the time he got there and went to go in the store, they were all gone. It's amazing. People are waiting in line still.
Still.
You know, 5 months, 6 months.
Almost
we're in
months.
April now, so.
Yeah, almost 5 months.
Yeah, and they're still waiting in line to get them.
Yeah, that's right on pace with the Xbox 360 last year, because this is about the time when they started really showing up in stores.
And yeah, that's true, yeah.
You could kind of just go in. Like, I remember walking in, you know, it was like 9 o'clock at night, and walking in and seeing, you know, cores and premiums on the shelves at Target.
I mean, have you heard any details? Like, is Nintendo actually shipping, like, a lot of systems per week, and they're just gone before we ever see them? Or are they actually not shipping that many?
You know, what happens is, and, you know, for the uninitiated, for the people who don't know, is retailers hold back stock in order to fulfill numbers for, like, let's say, for example, Target is going to have it in the ad for next Sunday.
Okay.
Right? So what they would do is, in order to actually have them in stock, let's say they got them today, they won't put them out so they can have them for Sunday. Because what happens is if they put them out today, obviously they're going to sell out. So by Sunday, they have no stock. And then
they run
they have an advertisement. And then, you know, you run into the problem of false advertisement and, you know, all sorts of issues with that. Plus, they... in the ad, it'll say something like in small print, it'll say minimum of 20 per store, minimum of 10 per store, whatever.
So that's the ones they've stocked up,
right,
over the past month or so.
So some stores will hold off for a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe even longer, just stock for their upcoming ad. And that's the big thing that most stores are doing. And I think, I don't know if that's actually driving more people into the store, but that's the reason why people are still lining up, because they're announcing they're going to have it. So if they didn't announce it, you kind of have just like this random like trickling in of people.
Yeah, it'd be just luck of the draw when you happen to be in the store and there's someone sitting there. But anyway, the PS3, you can find everywhere.
Yeah. Super Paper Mario shipped out today, so some of you might be playing it by the time you actually hear the show. This week's Virtual Console Games, and we haven't even got to the real show. This week's Virtual Console Games are Galaga, Bravo Man, and Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle. All right, switching over to the 360, the spring update has been announced, and the big feature that they're adding on is instant messaging, along with some other minor changes in the service. And they're also adding this, like, funky keyboard thing attachment.
Texting.
To your,
maybe they'll charge us like, 10 cents per text or something, right?
Yeah.
There's a way to make tons of money.
I don't know about that, man. That's just...
The little keyboard pad thing?
Messaging me when I'm, in the middle of a heated Gears of War fight.
Yeah, is that how it's going to work? I mean, I was wondering about that, because the screenshot I saw had you in the little dashboard, and it had a little pop-up. But am I going to be in the middle of, Forza Motorsports 2, and it's going to like, boom, hey, how's it going? It's like, what? Come on.
Here I am. Hey, Chris. Have you seen a big, long text, so it's like some gigantic window.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to be, just like real life, I'm be trying to text while I'm driving, it's going to be tough, man. And this all falls right into our poll topic we're talking about too, text driving and going faster. Now I'm going to be able to practice driving at 200 miles an hour texting.
And moving on to Gears of War, the game was actually updated today, about 2 hours ago, with a new mode called Annex. Also, many of the glitches that were beginning to make the game unfun were fixed, so I can finally get back to playing the game again. There's also a worldwide tournament starting soon that you can enter, with the finals being held in Prague, Czech Republic. Registration has begun and goes through until April 29th. Official play began today and runs through May 6th. If you're interested, you can register at xboxlivetournament.com.
So do you just play online, and then depending on how good you do online, then you get entered into the finals and stuff?
I believe it's points-based, so it's kind of unfair the way it works. I haven't really looked into it, but I think it's points-based, which means, the more kills you have, the higher your ranking, which in turn means the more you play.
Yeah, the more to play.
The more you kill, the higher your ranking.
It should almost be more of a ratio or a percentage of, like, you've played, 100 games and you have whatever many kills, then you're this good compared to somebody that plays 20 games and has this many kills, whatever.
And Microsoft is changing their policy on repairs for the 360. They're extending their repair warranty, as well as no longer charging shipping. They were charging you to ship their defective system over to them. They're also no longer sending you a refurbished unit. They will send you back your original 360.
All the same one you sent in?
Yeah.
Just fixed,
hopefully.
It's still refurbed. It's just your refurb.
And just two more things. A semi-official Sony blog has listed a few games for PS3 being released in September. Games like Lair, the new Ratchet & Clank, Heavenly Sword, and Killzone. But either they mistakenly threw in BioShock, or they're letting the cat out of the bag that they've managed to snag an exclusive away from the 360. Either way, they've retracted that, but maybe they are, kind of preemptively trying to kill the 360's big exclusive, because as of right now, it is an exclusive to the 360, so maybe that's trying to detract some attention away from that. Lastly, from this
rapid slow fire.
Hewlett-Packard wants to get into the handheld gaming market, equipped with accelerometers and GPS for unlocking new game experiences. Their service, I think, is called M-Wave or something like that. It's basically designed for kind of like a new handheld/mobile kind of gaming. So you can actually get out. And I think one of the ideas was, you know, you walk near like a store and all of a sudden, you know, like some random enemy jumps you because they've got, this store has like some sort of equipment to kind of unlock new game experiences, new content to your game or whatever. I don't know. It's kind of weird how it works. But
now, is this like a pocket PC or something, or like a PDA type thing, or is it just a game system?
Yeah,
I saw this posted on the forums, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's just kind of in the initial planning stages, I think.
Uh-huh.
So it seems like it's going to be a gaming machine, some sort of handheld. I don't know if it's will have PDA functions as a, you know, as an afterthought, or if it's going to be PDA with gaming as an afterthought. Either way, it sounds a lot like the Gizmondo, because the Gizmondo had GPS. All right, let's move on to the first real topic here.
All right.
That's hitting the hardware reset button, the 360 Elite and potential PS3 redesign. So by now, if you haven't heard about the 360 Elite, you'll learn all about it now.
And we talked about it last week and didn't know if it was, or last show, didn't know if it was real or not, and it is.
Yeah. I could have sworn it wasn't going to happen, but Microsoft proved me wrong, because it seems like they want to kill their own business.
Yeah,
only thing I could think of.
I don't think it's the greatest idea either, but what do we know, right? Anyways, you're going to tell them what it is, or they already know.
What it is? You guys know.
But, yeah, I know. Basically, you get 120 gig hard drive, you get a black system, black controllers, and black peripherals, and you get HDMI port out the back. You do not get the HD DVD player.
Right.
You still have to buy that as an add-on separately. That's the thing to me that makes it not very elite. You know, if you were going to make an elite system that you're going to call elite and you're going to put an HDMI port on it, what is so special about making it black, have a 120 gig hard drive, and have an HDMI port on it? I mean, in my opinion, anybody that's buying a 360 for HDMI and hypothetically probably wants to run it at 1080p, you would think those same people would want to watch the best quality movies possible. So why not give them HD DVD in the box, and instead of having to make them buy an add-on peripheral, you know, separately? Or is this Microsoft admitting that they feel that HD DVD is not as good as Blu-ray?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I know they're saying that this allows people to have a choice. But heck, you could have made you could have put HD DVD in the box, and then they can have a choice to add a Blu-ray player later when and if Microsoft ever decided to bring that out, I guess. You know, I mean, they say it lets them have a choice, but they don't have a choice in high-definition movies on 360. It's either HD DVD or nothing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other thing I wanted to mention is that this does upscale regular DVDs. I don't know if it actually upscales them to 1080p. I don't know if that's
now the regular possible. The current premium 360 doesn't do that. I thought it had
not out of the box. I think only with the VGA cable.
I see.
The only way it works. I think that's what I read. What is their plan? I mean, is there going to be now an Uber Elite that has, you know, like HD DVD built in?
I mean, I don't know how much it would have cost if they would have had to put the HD DVD player in it. It'd probably be a lot more than the $479 it is. But anyways, that's my opinion.
That's yours. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, $479, it's going to be available April 29th.
And you are going to be able to buy the hard drive, the 120 gig hard drive, separate. I haven't heard anything.
Bucks.
180. Have you heard anything about like the ability to copy your 20 gig hard drive data over to the 120 gig or anything like that?
I have not.
I haven't heard any transfer. I mean, I know anything you bought on Xbox Live, you can re-download, but what about your save games and your, you know, that type of stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, short of copying it to, you know, one of those memory cards and then...
Yeah, and back over.
Like one at a time. Yeah.
But I don't even know if you can copy every single game save. I don't remember if... For some reason, I'm thinking some won't let you copy, but maybe I'm wrong. I know on the older systems you couldn't, but...
The other thing, too, is I haven't really read anything about this, so I'm not 100% true. But my guess is that there's a new chipset built into the Elite system, which is going to reduce problems like overheating, which causes the red ring of death. My own system got the red rings a few days ago, and like right in the middle of a game. I just ran over, unplugged it. Let it cool off, and then plugged it in, and you know, it worked fine. But yeah, I mean, that's a big problem. And if they're gonna fix it with the new system and not really tell you about it, and not even really cop to the fact that they built, you know, just like a bad system to begin with, that's pretty messed up. Anyway, let me also talk about the PS3, because there was some news on that. The nextgen.biz did some digging around and found that Sony has registered an 80-gigabyte version of the PS3 with the FCC. Although, unlike Microsoft, they claim, allegedly, that this isn't going to happen. So if it does, you know, my own personal hope and opinion is that they replace the 60-gigabyte version, you know, in stores with the 80-gig version, so for the same price.
Yeah, I mean,
unless they want to kill themselves too.
Exactly. Supposedly it's the same SKU number, so that means it's the exact same system, just with a bigger hard drive in it. Flea 43, I don't know, Leo, he's been on our show a few times. On the forums under that thread you created, Ben, if you guys go to the Sony section and then look for a thread called New PS3 80 GB, that actually, Flea pointed to the FCC documents that actually show, and it's on the FCC website with the changes to say they want an 80-gig hard drive, and I think they even have pictures of the Bluetooth adapter and stuff like that. So it's legit enough to be on the FCC's website, so
right.
Seems like it's going to happen. And you know, that kind of sucks for people like me that bought the PlayStation 3. And I mean, that's the thing that's kind of annoying is, you know, the diehard people that are into, you know, they really support these systems and buy them right from the beginning. We end up getting the dud system that, you know, has issues, has a smaller hard drive, you know, isn't elite, right. You know, all this type of stuff.
And that's why I brought up this topic, because of that exact reason. And this isn't new. This isn't a new practice. I can't say exactly. I'm sure it goes back to like the Atari 2600, maybe like Intellivision and stuff like that. For sure, it goes back to, you know, like the NES top loader, which meant no more blowing on cartridges. Mm-hmm. Coming next week on April 17th, there's going to be two new maps available for download on Xbox Live for Halo 2. We talked about how it was the most popular game on Xbox Live, and it's probably going to get some more hours logged in as people download the two new maps. They're actually based on the first Halo game. One's called Desolation, and the other one's called Tombstone. They're based on the maps Derelict and Hang'em High, and they will be available for a mere $4. So I guess that's not bad.
$4 each or $4 total?
$4 for the pair. I mean, I suppose $2 a map.
These are for what game? Halo 2?
Halo 2.
So you can actually download content for Halo 2 on the 360?
Yeah. And
excuse me, what about the original Xbox? Can they download these maps too?
And I didn't read anything about it. What I had read originally said that this was only available on the 360.
Okay.
But it sounds like, I mean, it just says Xbox Live. I mean, so I think it goes for either.
Both.
Anyway, so as far as Halo 3 is concerned, I don't actually have any new news. We forgot to talk about this in our last show. I brought it up as a topic, and then for some reason we just like completely skipped over it.
Just ignored it.
So I just wanted to mention them. There's going to be three packages of the Halo 3, starting with the game itself for $60, limited edition for $70 that includes a bonus disc with behind the scenes type stuff, as well as a Halo fiction and art book. While the third version, called the Legendary Edition, will feature a replica Spartan helmet case along with two bonus discs. The first being behind the scenes stuff from the limited edition, and the second will pretty much be the cutscenes pieced together into a mini movie to help catch you up to the Halo world.
So the cutscenes from all three games?
From the first two.
First two. Okay, yeah.
And the all first right. two, gotcha. And I believe they're in high def now.
Ah.
So you'll actually get some high def stuff. And you'll also get some other bonus stuff. And then lastly, what they called some, quote, illuminating collection, unquote, of original storyboard artwork featuring pivotal moments and key points in Halo.
Now, is this helmet like life-size
no.
helmet, or is it just a small little, like those NFL football replica
helmets? Like the old Baskin-Robbins helmets.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what size they
are? I mean, it's basically as big as, or as tall as the DVD case itself. I mean, that's
okay.
what I
now,
got.
Now, does it have the DVD case in it, or are you going to have to store the game in this helmet all the time?
Yeah, I don't know if the helmet fits inside this box, or if you get this gigantic box, and then...
Oh, I was thinking the stuff came in the helmet.
Outside. No, the helmet's just a helmet.
Oh, all right. Halo 2 is coming to Windows Vista only. Like, I guess you're gonna have to have Windows Vista to be able to play Halo 2 on the PC. And I think it's supposed to have, like, new maps and stuff. But are PC gamers that interested in playing Halo 2 on the PC? I mean, what do you think?
Not.
I mean, is it?
I hope not. PC gamers call, you know, Halo 2 like a poor man's, you know, like Half-Life or
yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly.
PSP is a cheap piece of junk. Or it's a cheap piece of crap, either way. I don't know. Whatever. they dropped the price to $170.
Yeah, and I heard the bonus pack one or whatever, the more expensive one dropped $30 also.
Oh, did it? Okay,
yeah,
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So.
I never saw an official Sony.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was like GameStop is all I saw.
Yeah, they dropped the price $30. So if you haven't bought one yet, and for some reason, if you're actually interested in buying one, you've got a better excuse to do it. If you're like me and you see that there's still not more than a handful of games worth owning, you'll pass. I don't want to come off like I'm some, you know, like PSP hater.
You are.
I mean.
Everybody
I don't dislike it. I mean, I think it's nice. I think it would be a good...
You DS fanboy.
I do think it'd be a good gaming machine if they actually made games worth buying more than just the ports that, you know, like you were talking about. Because if I wanted to play PS2 games, I'd buy a PS2, which technically I don't own. So, I mean, I don't really see any need for the PSP, you know, at least for me now. The majority of people who have PSPs are homebrewing and emulating NES games, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. From what I understand, there's a portable version of God of War coming. There's a Castlevania remake.
My brother, we got Call of Duty, the latest one for PSP for review. And
you said D.
Yes, of duty. You know, he likes Call of Duty, I can't get by that now. He's trying to play it, and he's like, it sucks with that, you know, the analog stick, and
yeah.
and that's the thing. I mean, that's the problem. They're not making games that are like totally original for the system. They're just
right.
porting stuff and then trying to make it work on the PSP.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not interested even at $170. I mean, originally when I read it, I was like, oh, $170. I was like, yeah, I might be interested. And then I was like, wait, no, still no games. Someone from Sony's listening. They want to convert me into a PSP fanboy. Yeah, send me a PSP. Go for it.
Preferably the pink one he wants.
A pink or the ceramic white?
I think that's right. Yeah. No, you went pink. Knights is coming out for the Wii. Journey of Dreams coming to the Wii. So that like has nothing to do with anything, but it had to be stated.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that one.
Yeah, that game I think is kind of like perfect for the Wii remote. If they don't butcher it like they've messed up Sonic games the last few years.
Yeah, that's my only concern.
Is Yuji Naka's
not working for them.
He's not there, so he's probably like, oh my gosh, they're going to screw up my game. So Knights is coming for everybody that enjoyed it on the Saturn. It's finally going to have a sequel, but like we just said, the main guy that created it is not, we're probably worried. I don't think he has anything to do with it. Mario and Sonic are finally teaming up for an Olympics game to celebrate the Olympics in, help me out here, Ben.
Beijing,
there we are. They're going to be teaming up and all the different characters like Tails, Knuckles, Mario, Luigi, probably Toad, Bowser, all those other guys. It's not Super Smash Bros. Like everybody wanted, but it is an Olympics game.
So
I think it's being developed by Sega, if I'm not mistaken. Miyamoto is overseeing the development. And I can't imagine that either company would let this game be bad. I mean, that would just be horrible if that game sucks. I mean, Nintendo can't let their franchise look bad with that, and I would think Sega would want to make it really good too. So, I mean, hopefully the game will be, you know, really a lot of fun.
Miyamoto drops a dime on third parties. So basically, there was an interview with Newsweek. I can't even say this guy's name. And Guy Kroll. That's N'GAI. I don't know if he's listening, which he's not.
We apologize.
If he's listening, he'd tell me how to pronounce your name and come and do a guest spot. He basically had an interview, which was posted like a week ago or something like that. But it's from the Game Developer Conference, where Miyamoto is basically saying that the reason that third-party games don't do well on Nintendo systems, you know, people think that, oh, going head-to-head against Nintendo games, you know, is pretty much instant death, so third parties kind of refuse to do it. Well, what Miyamoto is saying is that the third parties actually put their fourth-string teams to develop games for their system. So in essence, they're not getting the best of the developers working on games for systems, you know, whether it's the DS, the Wii, or you know, even like the GameCube and N64. So it's kind of interesting just to hear it, you know, straight from you know, the big guy's mouth, because, you know, all this time we're like, you know, what's going on? Why don't the third party developers make good games for Nintendo systems? And, you know, here's Miyamoto saying, look, you guys have the ability to do it. You know, games like Final Fantasy III for the DS. Mm-hmm. Has sold really well.
Oh, yeah.
The market is there. I mean, the system sold like a billion units worldwide. There's room for everyone. He gives a few examples in the article. But
I mean, I've heard like in the past, like some people saying, and this is probably where he's coming back and saying, you know, this isn't true. But he's probably saying like how a lot of people have said, well, Nintendo's games sell so well on the system that they interfere with the sales of the third-party games and stuff because, you know, people that have a Nintendo system are waiting and saving their money for the next Nintendo game to come out, you know, like mm-hmm. Paper Mario and, you know, right. Metroid Prime. So there's so many good Nintendo games that the third parties, I've heard, they say the third parties are hurting because on those systems because they can't compete with Nintendo. But like you're saying and Miyamoto saying, if the third parties would put their best teams on that system, then they would be able to compete with Nintendo and Nintendo wouldn't make them, you know, look bad, if you want to say, call it that. Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22, you know, on the part of the developers.
I mean, it's their fault, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is. If they're like, you know, giving their lowest quality developers games for DS and saying, hey, make this, and then they're saying, well, how come our games aren't as good as Nintendo's?
Yeah.
Well,
because you're not making them as good as Nintendo.
Exactly. You're not taking the time to do that. Or you're doing things like, you know, here we go again with ports. You know, you're basically developing the game for, you know, like in the past generation, not this generation, but last generation, you know, most of the third parties would develop the game for like PlayStation 2, and then they'd try to port it to GameCube.
I mean, the other reason to go along with that is because you're porting a game, but you're doing it, you know, maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 months later on the GameCube, you know, specifically on the GameCube, compared to, you know, like the PS2 or even the Xbox version. And, you know, by 6 months later, not only is the game old, 6 months is, you know, like years in the video game industry, but not only that, but by now, people have had 6 months to play the other games and, you know, give their input saying, you know what, this game's just not worth it. Why don't spend the money, you know? Or the game has dropped in price on, you know, the original system.
Yeah, it's the greatest hits now or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so there's no winning. It's just basically, look, make a better game and people will play it.
Exactly. I mean, I hope with this announcement that like the third parties are trying to, you know, scramble to get some new games coming to Wii, I hope this means that they're actually taking notice that the Wii's doing well and that they're going to try to put some developers, you know, they're good developers on those games. And I just hope that they don't just say, oh, we can just port all our stuff from PS3 and Xbox 360 over, you know. In some ways, maybe it's good that the Wii is not as good graphics-wise in that capability. Because maybe they can't port the stuff as easily over because they need to rework stuff, you know.
Yeah, I think that was originally part of their intention to say, you know, not only are you not going to port stuff over, I mean, if you do, you know, you're going backwards and you have to, you know, put some sort of, you know, Wii specific controls or something like that. So, I mean, you know, it keeps them honest in a way.
Exactly. I mean, I'm hoping that the Wii is the same as the DS, where as, you know, a year or so from now, the Wii will have like its own niche games that are only on Wii and like exclusively designed for the Wii and are right. actually a lot of fun. That's what I think I'm hoping for, and I think a lot of people that are buying these Wiis and, you know, selling, keeping them sold out are hoping and expecting too. They're expecting a different experience on the Wii than they can get on a PS3 and Xbox 360.
Exactly.
And, you know, if these companies end up making it where they're pretty much the exact same game with just some add-on motion sensing, I don't think those games are going to sell that well. And I don't know if the Wii is going to do as well as it should.
Yeah, they're selling themselves short, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Poll topic for show number 81 was, the question was, does gaming make you drive faster? 25% said, yeah, I think it's true. Gaming causes a need for speed. 37.5% said, no way, only the weak would drive faster after gaming. And 37.5% also said, gaming only makes you kill people, not drive fast. So that's all the first-person shooter people. A couple quotes here. We're going to quote Eric, since he has the Knight's Journey into Dreams banner as his signature. He has, yeah, way, I got like 1 to 2 speeding tickets a month, and this started after GT1 and Ridge Racer. Yeah, Hughcast says, it's hard to say. I frequently found myself on the run from the law before gaming. Who knows if I'm doing that any faster now? So there you go. That's kind of interesting fact about one of our members. Let's see. One more. Krom said, the only time I drive fast is to be in the first 10 in line for a game or console. So that's what he said. That's the only time he drives fast. All right, and one more. We'll read Daco. I wouldn't know because I don't drive yet. Little frowny face. So that was some of the quotes from the forums. We encourage everybody that's listening, all two of you, to come to the forums and you know, post your thoughts and feelings and any other information you'd like us to know about you. We'll read that. So everybody, all thousands of the listeners that are listening will know about you and your feelings. So we encourage that.
Also still up is our poll for the next show, which we put on the last show. Which was
just to confuse you.
Yeah, which was, do you own a gaming chair? Whether it be one of those cockpits or one of those little rockers or whatever, butt kicker thing.
Folding chair. Folding chair labeled my gaming chair. And then we also have the contest still going on that Ben's going to talk about here. We have the contest that you're going to win stuff that Ben's going to send you.
Yeah.
To be revealed at a later date.
If you guys listened to the last show, which of course you would. Why wouldn't you? Hello.
Yeah. Maybe we need to tell them one of the prizes. Just to get them excited. Do you know one of the prizes?
If you guys own a PS2, I'll include a PS2 game.
You're not selling what's one?
Oh, I don't know. I can throw in... I don't know what I have. I can throw in The Sims. Right. I don't know. I have to look. The lanyard.
A lanyard?
Yeah.
He's going to throw that in? Kits. It's going to be... do we just want to call it a PS2 grab bag? PlayStation grab bag? How about that?
I might have stuff beyond the PlayStation.
Beyond the PlayStation?
Like I said, if
it's the video. It's the video game show grab bag. How about that? Video game show grab bag. That's what you're gonna win.
That's what you'll win.
Anyways, another thing. We are now officially on Dig.
Dig.
So if you dig us, then go dig us on Dig. I'll put the link in the show notes, and we'd appreciate all the digs that can be dug by the digging people that dig this show and dig the Dig website.
Dig our site.
I think that's the most I can say about Dig. Dig Doug and Dig Mr. Doug. Driller will be happy. Just go on Dig and do a search for dreamstation.cc and make sure you capitalize the D and the S. Yes. And you'll find us. You'll find us on there. And dig us. The more you dig, the more we dig. And then more people will dig, and then all of a sudden we'll be on the front page, and the server will crash. And so there you go. If you can make our server crash, Ben will give you a picture of him wearing a PlayStation 3 lanyard. But anyways, with a pancake on his head. Ben will send you a picture with a bunny and a pancake in his head. DIGG.com.
That's true.
And search for dreamstation.cc and dig us. We want to see more digs. We want to see more digs than I'm looking at right now on Dig next week. If you are listening.
Don't forget to write us a nice review on iTunes or...
Odeo is spelled like rodeo, but without the R. And then we need emails. Send us emails. Ben is email deprived, and he needs more emails. to survive.
Have email.
Ben needs email badly.
Ben needs email.
Oh, you owe me a beer. We're also on Podcast Alley. You have to vote every month. If you can go there and vote for us, that'd be really sweet. Because we want to move up on the charts there, too. We've just been lacking on chart status lately. And then lastly about the... didn't he sing this last week?
Moving
I don't know.
On.
Also, on the main page of the website, that the website is www.dreamstation.cc, if you weren't paying attention, we created a new poll. That is, do you listen to our video game show podcast? If you just
Someone
heard me say
no.
that...
What's wrong with them?
If they just heard me say that, right, that means they're listening, correct?
Correct.
And that would mean that you should go to www.dreamstation.cc and vote yes. You click yes. the little box next to yes, and you hit submit. And that's totally free of charge. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is just go vote. We're just trying to find out if people listen to the show or if we're just talking to ourselves. Probably a little of both.
Well, right now we're talking to ourselves.
Right now we're talking to ourselves. But, well, I'm talking to you and you're talking to me. So it's it's like we're talking to
it's yourself
each other.
And myself.
Anyways, is that it?
I think we've killed it.
We killed it?
We killed it. I think this should be an hour-long show, so I only have to edit out like 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Also, Ben, if you're on Dig, since you're there, Ben posted a link to our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle interview on Dig also, and we need more diggage of that article too. If you could help us out,
read it because it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating.
Know how to get into the business and or learn about just how games are made and stuff like that.
And I mean, I read it. It was really good. And the guys that are in it, they worked on God of War 1 and 2, on the Quake series. They're pretty high profile, you know, audio music composers for games. Right. They're not just some, you know, rink-dink guys that haven't worked on anything except Teenage Mutant.
Yeah, they're not working out of their basement kind of thing. Or
exactly. Out of their garage.
Kitchen recording podcasts or anything.
Exactly, yeah.
Speaking of that, we are done with the show.
We are?
That was episode number 81 of the DreamStation.cc video game show.
That is featured. Did you know our show was featured on Dig?
I did not know that.
Yes, it's featured on Dig. It's nominated for Dig votes right now.
I should go back. You were listening to show number 81 of the award nominated DreamStation.cc video game
there you
show
go.
Now featured on Dig.
We make the whole show up, don't we?
Oh yeah, none of this stuff ever happened. It was all a dream. Wake up, Mario! It was all a dream. By the way, wasn't that the biggest ripoff of an ending for a video game?
Oh well, thanks
for a video game.
Thanks.
That should
you've ruined it for me and all the listeners that just downloaded it on Virtual Console or whenever they're going to download a Virtual Console, and now you've ruined it. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Well, they deserve to know.
You think they're going to dig us now? No, they're not going to dig us now because
they'll just dig it for them. This is the straight
they hate you.
Scoop.
They're going to go and undig now. They're going to undig. They're going to undig their digging.
They're going to bury us?
They're going to bury us. They're going to bury our thing. We're going to be on like page 40,000. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Anyways, we're out of here. The show is over. We've just been talking for the last hour and a half, and Ben's going to have a long time to edit.
I'm hungry.
But, yeah, he's hungry. He's wilting. And we will see you next show. You got anything, Ben?
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to get in contact with us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We will make all your dreams come true.
All right. We are out of here. See ya.
Good night.
Did I mention we're on Dig? Bye, dog feet on the carpet.